Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun Hei in Meseches Ksubis. It is the 977th daf in Shas. We are going to begin Perek Afalpi, which continues with the halachos of Ksuba and talks about the idea that there is a base chiyuv that one needs to pay in one's Ksuba, and one is allowed to add to it. We are also going to discuss the very important halacha of whether one can collect the ksuba from nechasim mishubadim, from land that the husband had on lien for the ksuba, and that will also be extended to tnai ksuba, as well as it will be questions whether that applies to ksubas benin dichrin that we've discussed in the past. We are going to have a discussion when the ksuba kicks in and when the tosefes, any addition of the ksuba, kicks in. What happens if a woman's husband dies from the time of erusin? Does she collect her ksuba? If she collects her ksuba, does she collect the tosefes as well? And that's how our daf will conclude on daf nun hey with a discussion of that. So let's Beis Hashem begin in the beginning of the perek. Nun dalet am beis afal pi shamru besula goyvim asayim v'almana mana. Even though we know that a besula has a ksuba of 200 zuz and a almana has 100, as we've learned in the past, in ratzel hosef afil meil mana yosef, the husband can add tosefes ksuba as well. Nisarmelon is garsha. If she becomes widowed or divorced, bein min erusin bein minasun goyve es hakol. So then she's entitled, according to the Tanakhama, to all the ksuba, even from erusin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah yomer minasun goyve es hakol. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah agrees that from nisun everything. However, min erusin besula govim al sayim v'almana amana. She's only able to collect the base ksuba if her husband, say, dies before they do nisuin. However, the tosefes was given to her on the condition that he was going to take her in. And in this case, he did not take her in. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Imratza Koisiv Lubisula Shtar Shal Masayim, Vikosevis is Kabaltim Chamana. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we've discussed in last parak, in parak Narish and Espatata, on Un Aleph Amid Aleph, which is a new topic, and that is that it doesn't always have to be that a Basula is going to get 200. Let's say Reuven wants to marry a Basula, but he doesn't have the money to promise that he's going to give her a Ksuba of 200. They both want to get married, but they don't have the money, and she's okay with the ksuba that's less. So what are you supposed to do? On the one hand, there's a din Torah that says that the ksuba is 200. The Gemara Nun Vav Amid Aleph will tell us why we assume that the ksuba in its amount is biblical. Rabbi Yehuda suggests the following idea. He says, you make the following condition, or different stages of the Gemara they suggest as a condition or a shover, a receipt. And the receipt says as follows. Let's see it inside. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Imratza Koisil Lebesula Shtar Shal Masayim V'Hikoseves Hiskabalti Mimcham Mone. She could write, I consider as if I received from you 100. In other words, you can't change a ksuba. Ksuba for a besula is 200. But she could write, consider as if I received 100. Ula almana mana, and same thing with almana, that's a 100. Vihiko service, and she could write, is kabalti mechachamishim zuz. Rabbi Meir doesn't like this. Rabbi Meir, Raimer, kol apaychas lebesulim mesayim almana mimana, harezu bilaznus, it's considered biaznus, and therefore it cannot be done. One way of explaining Rabbi Meir is saying, as the Gemara Nunvav will describe, that you can't be mas now mashikasa b'tayra. You can't make a condition that goes against the Torah. The Torah says that psula gets 200, almana 100, and there is no swaying from that phenomenon. The omek of the machlokas review, the Rameir, of course, we'll discuss on Unvav Amid Aleph. Asks the Gemara, why does the Mishnah say, afal pi shomru psula goma sayim v'almana mana pshita? That's pashut. Everybody knows that psula is 200 and almana is 100. We've been discussing that for a long time in our Masechta. Answers the Gemara, ma'adu semi kitsusa avdu rabbanan, shalo levai yeshes misha enlo. I might have thought that the Rabbanan set aside a particular amount, dafka, specifically 200 for a besula, 100 for almana, and you shouldn't add or subtract. Shelo levayesh esmi she'ein lo, not to embarrass those who can't add. Kamash malon, the chidush is no, that we do add to the ksuba. In fact, there's something very, very beautiful. Us Ashkenazim have a set standard ksuba where there is to a psulo be 200, and then vahosif lo min dilei od me'ez kukim kesef, and he adds another 100. However, here I'm recording this, of course, here from Eretz Yisrael, and it's a real kibbutz galios. On our block, we have many, many different types of Jews with many different traditions. And I was at a neighbor's wedding, and over there they were Lim from France, Svaridim, and they announced his Tosefes Ksuba, and the Rav stopped. He was reading it, translating in French, and then he stopped, and he explained to everybody how much he had added to the Ksuba, and everybody started applauding. So it seems that there it's not standard what the amount is. So Chazal said we would have a Havamina, you shouldn't add, Shelo Levayishes Mi She'ein Lo, Kamash Malon, not that way. We learned in our Mishnah, in Ratzah LaHosif, we said, you can. Says the Gemara, Ratzah Lichtov Lo Lo K'tani El Ratzah LaHosif. It doesn't say he wanted to write for her, but rather to add. Mesayile L'Rabbi Ivo, Omer Rabbi Yanai. Dom Rav Ava Omer Rabbi Yanai, T'nai K'suba K'suba Dami. It's a Raya to the Shita that says a Tanai Ksuba is a part of the Ksuba. Let's take a look at how Rashi learns this up. Ratz Lichtov Voktani. Itana Lichtov. If our Mishnah had not said, in Ratz Lichtov, but said, Lichtov, Lova Shemina Meneshia Tosevis Karui Ksuba, we wouldn't have known that what you add is considered part of the Ksuba. Ela Kimasna Midaito. It's as if he's adding another clause into the Ksuba. Ve'ein Shein Ksuba Lov. I'm adding another thing here. I'm making a new business deal. Hashta Desnan Lohoisif. But now that it says add, Mashman Noisif Ala Ksuba Shetiknu Chachamim. It sounds like it's an addition to the Ksuba that the Chacham instituted. Ve'ein Ksuba Lov. And the identity of the Ksuba is part, includes a Tanai Ksuba. The Gemara immediately explains what that means and the implication for it. Back into the Gemara, two lines from the bottom of the Dalet Amud Beis, Nafgamina, the implication for this is for many different halachos where we consider the Tanai Ksuba as part of the Ksuba itself. Limocheres, when a woman sells her Ksuba, by definition, she has to be selling her Tanai Ksuba. If, however, it had said, as the Gemara had pointed out, Ratzah Lichtov La, then I might have thought it's a separate thing. Ula Mochelas, if she's Mochel her Ksuba, she's Mochel her Tanai Ksuba. Limo Redes, when she loses her Ksuba, because she's a rebellious wife, she loses the Ksuba, the Tanai Ksuba. Ula Pogemes. Pogemes is a woman who admits that part of her Ksuba has been paid back already. Even if she claims and admits that only the Tanai Ksuba was paid back, then it falls into the category of Pogemes, which has many halachas, which we'll discuss later on. But we don't differentiate between Tanai Ksuba and the Ksuba itself in Hilchos Pogemes, and we'll get to Pogemes, don't worry, on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, Be'ezras Hashem. Letovas, the halacha that once a woman is Tovei Ksuba and Bezda, we learned a daf or two ago, that the halacha is that she no longer gets mezonos. If she's tovas her Tanai Ksuba, it's considered as if she was toveya her Ksuba itself, and she no longer receives mezonos. Ulo veris al dos, we're going to have a Mishnah later on, at Ayin Beis, that if the woman does not keep certain basic halachos of dos, of avodas Hashem, so then she doesn't get her Ksuba, and that means she doesn't get her Ksuba. She doesn't get her Tanai Ksuba as well. In another halacha, continues the Gemara, on the top of Nun Hey Amud Aleph, do we consider Tanai Ksuba like the Ksuba itself? L'shevach. Rashi explains that in Bechoros, on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, we learn that when it comes to the mitzvah d'oraisa, that a Bechor takes double, that's only double the estate at the time that the father had died. However, if after the father dies, the estate goes up in value, we do not calculate the double value for the Bechor for the Shevach. So too, says Rashi in the second line from the top, if a Isha's Ksuba goes up because the value of the land of the husband went up after he died, that is not awarded to her for the ksuba. We assess the ksuba at the time of death or the time of divorce. Same applies for tnai ksuba. The tnai ksuba as well, it has the same din of ksuba l'shevach. L'shvua. Any type of halachin that relates to shvua. For example, you know what? Let's go through all the Rashi's inside. Rashi's beautiful. Kedarko b'kodesh. V'l'shvua. V'chol mili d'shaych l'shvua l'ksuba. K'goin ha'nifras shelo b'fonav. V'eid echon me'ida shehi parua. Let's say there is a disagreement between the man and the woman whether her ksuba was payback, and the Eid Echad says that it was, so then the halacha is that she needs to make a shvuah. As well as a case in which she's collecting from the Yisam, there was a takanah midrabanan that she needs to make a shvuah. After Sefes Nami Boi Shvuah, the Sefes, the same applies, also needs a shvuah. Back into the Gemara, Vila Shviyas, in regards to Shemitah. Tosefes Ksuba is like Ksuba. What's that? Says Rashi, L'Shviyas She'ein Shviyas Mishametas Ksuba Kishar Shtaros. A Shviyas does not annul a Ksuba in general. Rashi gives us a couple of exceptions, but Tosefes is like the regular Ksuba, where Shemitah would not be Mishamet. Because it's a Tanai Bezdin, Shemitah does not annul it. V'lichtov kol nechasov lebanov ligvos minakarka. Back into Rashi. Lichtov nechasov lebanov ikasov liishtei karka kol shuhu. The halacha is that if a man writes to his wife and his children and distributes an inheritance, and he writes to his wife any amount of karka, ibda ksubasa. She loses her ksuba, because the understanding is that before his death, he's reapportioning all of his nechasim, and he's reapportioning even the ksuba, and she's accepting this karka, even if it's the smallest amount, in lieu of her ksuba. And therefore, not only does it take in place of her ksuba, it takes the place of the Tosefes ksuba as well. Uminazi boiris. And in regards to the halacha that a ksuba is collected, if there are three different types of land, the Mishnah in Gittin tells us that a ksuba is collected from the worst quality of land. We have Idyas Beinus and Ziboris described in the first Mishnah, the fifth parak of Gittin. And the halacha is that Baal Chov and Ksuba are collected from the worst part of the land. Which means that, you know, we still have this idea. You have, in the time of Chazal, three grades of land. She's entitled to the value. The Baal Chov is entitled to the value. But people would prefer to collect the same value in the best land, in the Idyas, as opposed to the Ziboris. Obviously, the worst land, you get more land for the dollar. But still, people would still prefer to get the better land. Nevertheless, the halacha is that she collects from Ziboris, and that's not only the Ksuba, but as well as the Tosefes Ksuba. V'chol zman shehi bebeis aviyah. And the halacha of Kol Zman Shehi Beis Aviyah, let's take a look at Rashi. Kol Zman Shehi Beis Aviyah, Tana Banoise, we'll learn later on, Kuf Dalet Amalaf, Kol Zman Shehi Beis Baila, B'meshech Almanusa Govek Subasa La'olam. As long as she's in her husband's estate, she continues to live on his land, so then in such a case she gets the ksuba. V'chol Zman Shehi Beis Aviyah, Shalaya of the Mosa Hayisomim, V'loza Nosa Govek Subasa Ad Chof Hei Shonim. However, if she's in the father's house, and the Yisomim are not feeding her, so she only gets it for 25 years. After 25 years that she hasn't asked for it, we assume that she has been mochel her ksuba, not only her ksuba, but also her Tosefes ksuba. Uleksuba's benin dichrin, and the halacha of ksuba's benin dichrin, which we've discussed in detail in the past. We had a previous Mishnah about this. We discussed in the previous Daf Yomi Shum that when it comes to inheritance, her sons are entitled to the ksuba after she is passed away when her husband is divvying up the estate. In other words, the amount of her ksuba will be divided equally amongst her male sons and not equally amongst all of the husband's sons. That's ksubas benin dichrin, we've discussed in detail, and Tosefes ksuba also is transferred over, because as a din of ksuba, as Rabbi Yannai had deduced from our Mishnah. So it's divvied up evenly amongst her kids. Itmar the Gemara continues for lunch on the top. Tzubas benin dichrin. Pupadisa amri lo tarfimi mishabdi. When it comes to collecting tzubas benin dichrin, you do not take it from any lands that were mishubadim. Yarson tanan. Because in the Ksuba we say that the Benin Dichrin, take a look at Rashi, four lines before the wide, Inun Yarsun Kesef Ksuba Sech, they are going to inherit. V'Yerusha Lo Tarfa L'Lekucha, so Yerusha cannot come from any Mishubadim, any lands that are on lien. B'nei Mesa Mechasya Amri, Tarfi Mimishadim. In B'nei Mesa Mechasya, they disagreed. They hold that you can collect. Why? Because it says, Yispon Tznan. Because they had the Girsa in the Mishnah on Umbez Amabez that discusses Ksubas Benin Dichrin, does not say Yarson, but rather their Girsa was Yispon. And that is the Lashon of Balchov, of taking like Balchov. Let's turn back. On Umbez Amabez, the Mishnah says, Lo Kasala Benin Dichrin, Dihavi Lechom Inon. So our Girsa is Yispon Kesav Ksubasech. Yerson Kesav Ksubasech. That is what's in front of us. Lashon Yerusha, like the first opinion that we saw in our Gemara, like Pumpadisa. However, in Mesa Mechasya, the Girsa was Yispon, which means to take from Mishubadim. Ilchasa, how do we pass in Lotar from Mishabdi? You don't collect from Mishubadim because we assume Yarson Tznan. Now the Gemara continues with the new halacha. Mitaltalev is nayu binayu. If there is mitaltalin that the husband has designated, explains Rashi on the first wide line for the Ksuba, so then in such a case, below Shvua, the woman collects without having to take a shvua. We mentioned earlier that the Mishnah tells us that there is a requirement midrabanan for one to make a shvua on peizayin amid aleph when one collects from yisamim. However, says the Gemara, if the husband has designated metaltan, then there isn't a requirement for shvua. Pumbedisa amri below shvua. This is another machlokes between Pumbedisa and Mesa Mechasya. Pumbedisa, that's what they said. B'nei Mesa Mechasya Amri B'Shvua. Mesa Mechasya disagreed, and they say that you do need a Shvua. V'ilchasa below Shvua, and we paskin that you don't need a Shvua, because the land is already being designated. It's not considered as if you're collecting from the Yisomim. Yichud lo arba barba mitzrinu below Shvua. If the husband designated that she will collect particular piece of land, and he delineated it so clearly that he delineated all four boundaries. A meitzer is a boundary. He delineated all four boundaries, so then in such a case, there isn't a requirement of shua. Bechad metzer, what happens if he designates one boundary? So then we have a machlokas. What's the logic over here? Explains Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil. Let's do that Rashi inside. Seven lines in. He made this land apotiki. Apotiki is a compound of a few words. From here you will collect your land. Liksubasa for the ksuba. Umes because it was so clearly delineated, we're not afraid she's going to end up trying to take more from the Yisamim. When there are things that are not so clear, so then she's going to make a shvut to Yisamim. Here, he delineated every single boundary of the karka. What if she did was delineate only one by the husband? So here again, we have a machloikis. Pumbedisa amri below shua, b'nei Mesa Mechasya amri b'shua. V'ilchasa below shua, and here again, we paskin without a shua. It's enough of a delineation that we're not concerned that any hanky-panky is going to emerge. Amar le'edim, if the husband said to the edim, kasvu l'chasmu v'havile, v'kanu minei, the husband instructs the edim that he wants to give this particular land, and he tells them to write it up, to sign it, and a kinyan is done. Lo tsarich imluche beit, then they don't need to consult. If it's a case of ksuba with the husband, it doesn't have to be, though, a case of ksuba. This could also be any case of matana. Then in such a case, then it's all binding. And they don't even need to consult what the individual told them. He told them, kasvu l'chasmu v'kanmunei. There's no greater clarification of what he wants. However, continues the Gemara, Lo kanamine, what if they didn't do a kinyan? Pumbedisa amri lo tsarachim luche beisa. Then in such a case, Pumbedisa says they don't need to consult. B'nei misamachasi amri tsarachim luche be. However, misamachasi says you do need to consult. Ve'olchasa tsarachim luche be. And we paskin that consultation is necessary. In other words, in a case in which they did not stipulate vikanu and to do a kinyan, so then in such a case, before the Edom go ahead and exercise the instructions, they need to consult with the makne. Back into our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had said that, let's take a look at that line in the Mishnah, five lines in on Udalad Amibes, min ha-nisuin gove es hakol, min ha-erisin besula gove masayim v'almona mona, shlo kasav la'el amanos lekonsa. The position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is that one does not collect Tosefes Ksuba if one is divorced from erisin, or one's husband died from erisin. Itmar, Rav Rabbi Nassan, chad omar halakka Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, v'chad omar ein halakka Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So machlokas in terms of psak. Tistayim de Rabbi Nassan hu da'amar halakka Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It would seem that Rabbi Nassan is the one who passed like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The shaminan leila Rabbi Nassan, the azal basar umdana, because we know in other cases that Rabbi Nassan follows an assumption, an umdana, and that's enough to decide halacha in mamon. So over here, the assumption is that the husband is only writing this glorious Tosefes that everybody's clapping for if they're going to actually live together. Otherwise, the assumption is, the umdana is that he's not doing it. How do we know that Rabbi Nassan follows an umdana? The Amar Rabbi Nassan, halacha Rabbi Shimon Shizuri b'mesukan, the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Shizuri in the case of mesukan. Let's take a look at Rashi, seven lines from the bottom. Mesukan meseches gittim ha'farish v'ayotze b'shayara, someone who goes in a caravan. V'omer kusfu gut liyishti, and he instructs a get to be written. Afal b'shamer lo amer tnu, even though he doesn't say to give it, harei ye lu yichtu v'yitnu. D'machmas tirdaso shu bol ha'nafshoi, he was running away. He was concerned about things. He's got a lot of business on his mind. So that's why he didn't say the word tnu. Lo hispik lomar dvarav. Umeikar lekisvu tnu niskan. Utnu niskavin. And of course, when he instructed it to be written, the umdana is that he wanted it to be given to her. So Rav Shimon Shizuri Omer, af ha-mesukan ha-goses v'ha-haynu basar umdan daitu damrina lo amar kiswa el shi-yitnu. Same applies with a miskein. A miskein is, in the case of Chazal, is someone who's a goses, is on the way to dying. Holu mesukanu lo niskavin l'tzachik, but he's not playing any games. He's dying. If he's instructing a get to be given, to be written, he's instructing a get to be given as well, and that is an umdana. And that umdana, Rabbi Nassan says, one could follow. Ubetrumas meiser shel d'mai. And when it comes to trumas meiser shel d'mai, says the Gemara in the top of Nun Heyam Abeis, as well we follow an umdana. Again, Rashi HaKadosh gives us the background. Trumas meiser shel d'mai. Mishni, he says, Rashi b'd'mai. Trumas meiser shel d'mai shechazul mekoma va'asra es ha'chulin mishum meduma. If we have the truma of meiser, we know that the halacha is that a Levi has meiser, he needs to give truma from that meiser. In this case, we have that it's of demai. Now, when it comes to demai, so now there's a chash that demai is, the whole mesechta in Zeroyim is about, amei aretz, that there's a chash that they don't take off meiser. So then the halacha is, says Rashi, Trumas Maishal Demai Shechazal Mekoma Va'asra Es HaChulin. It fell into Chulin Mishum Meduma. So now you have a mixture of Demai, Trumas Maishal of Demai, with Chulin. Rav Shimon Shizuri Omer, Af Bichol, Sho'alo La'am Oret Shalokach Heimenu HaPeres Alolu, Va'ochlin Alpiv. We have a complicated suggestion from Rav Shimon Shizuri. And that is that the individual that has had this mixture brought him could go ask Na'am Aretz, did you take off Meiser before you sold it to me? And you're allowed to rely on him. Now what comes out is that there's no chiyuv of Trumas Meiser as well. The whole problem was that this had started out with Demai, and we're afraid that what's missing is Trumas Meiser. So here we could rely on him. Back into Rashi. So then in such a case, You could eat based on what he says. If he says I took off the maaser appropriately, before I've sold it, we rely on him. Since it's a din de rabbanon, there'll be a significant loss if we have to throw it all out, so we rely on him. The only thing you're going to be able to do is to sell it to Kohanim, which is going to fetch a much smaller price, and therefore we go after an umdana over here, according to Reb Shimon Shizuri.
And the reason for that is the Yerushalmi explains that the Am Haaretz is not going to lie because you ask him on Shabbos, and on Shabbos he feels the pressure to tell the truth. So just like there's Amas Shabbos al Am Haaretz, so too there's Amas Truma on Am Haaretz as well. This is how Rabbeinu Kreskes and the Shita Mekubetzes learned. It's reported in the name of Rashi, although I don't see it in the Rashi in front of us. It could be a different edition of Rashi, that really we don't see any proof about Reb Shimon Shizuri's psak about Trumas Meiser of Demai, that he follows Umdana, and we only see the Umdana as more clearly seen in the case that we had above of the Miskein, so there we see Umdana. Either way, whether it's a right from Trumas Meiser or only from the case of the Miskein, we see that Rav Shimon Shizuri follows Umdana. V'Rav lo asa basar Umdana. And the assumption is that Rav doesn't go after the Umdana, and that's why over here, Rav will not allow the Umdana that a husband doesn't want to give the Tosefes Ksuba until after Nisuin to impact the halacha. Asks the Gemara, is that true that Rav doesn't go after Kinyin? If you have a present of a Shchimera, the din is that din of Shchimera is Dvarav Kichsuvin Chumsurim Dami. If someone is dying and he commands something to be given, it's considered as if the kinyan was done. Here, Shekasaba kinyan, the Shchimera also has a kinyan written that they were doing a kinyan, not simply relying on the rule of Divrei Shchimera Ksuvin Uchsum Dami. So there was a big discussion now in the following way. Back into the Gemara. Rav Mishmei de Rav Amri Arkevei Atrei Rikshi. He rode on two horses. He's harnessing two horses. What does that mean? He seems to be using the concept of Matana Shchimera. On the other hand, he's doing a kinyan as if he's a healthy person. The Gemara will explain what is the halacha conclusion that Rav is saying. Ushmuel amar lo yadana mai idamba. Shmuel said, I'm not sure how to paskin on this shayla. Bibei Rav mishmei de Rav amri arkevei atrei rikshei. It's considered as if he's harnessing two different things. Harei kimatanas bari, varei kimatanas shchimera. He seems to be doing both a matanas bari and a matanas shchimera. Harei kimatanas bari, on the one end, it's like a matanas bari dim amad. If he becomes better, eini yachol achzar bo, then he's not allowed to renege. The halacha is that there's an important distinction between matanas shchimera and matanas bari. When it comes to matanas shchimera, the halacha is that the command, the kinyan, that a person makes on his deathbed, that he says he wants such and such money to go to this son, and he wants such and such to go here and to go there, all of that is kichsuvin chimsurim dami, as long as he dies. However, if he gets better, so then yachal achzer bo. However, when it comes to a matanas bari, if a person is healthy, if he does all the appropriate kinyan, so then he can't change his mind. So on the one, it's like matanas bari dim amad eini yachol achzerbo. Harei kimatan shchimera. But on the other, it's like matan shchimera shim amar el vesi lepliny halvasai lepliny. He says, I want to lend money to somebody. That's all I need. All he needs is an amira. Because divrei shchimera chichsuvim uchim surim dami. So in that way, says Rav, you've got two things going in two different directions. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Lo yadana mayadin bay. Shmuel says, I don't know how to paskin. What does that mean? Why did Shmuel say that? Shmuel is the Baal Mammon, in the sense that Shmuel is the Baal Psaka Mammon. He was a tremendous lamdin in Mammon and in all of Torah. And we paskin like Shmuel on Mammon. So why all of a sudden did Shmuel say, I don't know how to paskin? Shemelo gomer lahaknos el bishtar. Maybe what he was saying by suggesting to do it as a bari, that he wants a shtar to be written vein shtar lachar misa. So that's why Shmuel is not sure how to paskin. Maybe the kinyan is not chal altogether. Says Rashi on the third line from the bottom on Unheim Abeis, Vishamina Mehas. What do we see from all this? The Rav Basar Umdana is, the Rav is going after the Umdana. Shaim Yedait Shozal de la Arkeve Achare, Richshe Avad. That even though he doesn't spell it out, he wants to use both. Vavol Bishalo Pirish, Mapik Rav Mamayna Bahachi. Unlike Shmuel, Rav is willing to act on the Umdana, that he wants to do two things. That he wants, on the one hand, to be considered like a Matanas Bari Dim Amareni Yachalachzar, that he can't renege. On the other hand, it's Matanas Shchimira, that it doesn't have to be written down. So what do we see? We see that Rav goes Basar Umdana onto Amud Aleph. Ela Tarvayu Azli Basar Umdana. So what do we see? Both Rav and Rav Nosson go after the Umdana. So then why is it when it comes to our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says that you go after the Umdana, that the husband only wants to write the Tosefes Ksuba if there is an Asuin, yet Rav over here does not want to follow the Umdana, and it's not Rav, so then who is it? Because Rabbi Nosson also wants to follow the Umdana. And Rav and Rabbi Nosson both follow Umdanas. So why is it that one of them says that we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Back into the Gemara, in the top of Nun Vavam and Aleph El Tavayu, Asli Bazar Umdana, Mandamar Alocha Shapir. The one who says we follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's a regular Umdana. Mandamar Ein Alocha, the one who doesn't follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hachinamni Umdin Daito. No, he is following another when it comes to writing the Tosefes Ksuba, maybe the Umdana is not for Nisuin, but she wants her, he wants her to feel comfortable. So that already takes place from the Erisin, and that's why there are some who disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the Omedas is he wants her to feel comfortable in the marriage, already starting from the Erisin. Therefore, it could be that Tosefes Ksuba already goes from the Erisin. Halacha lemaisa, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it takes place from the Nisuin. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Hei in Maseches Ksubis.